Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Election is 2 weeks from today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Though nearly 32 million Americans have voted early in the U.S. Elections Project tracker.
What you will do by early voting is you will be the first to put our country back on the right track.
Joe Biden's Democratic running mate Kamala Harris in Florida. President Trump rallied in Arizona.
It's a choice between a Trump recovery at the highest end or a Biden depression.
Now, he'll be muted a little more at the next debate on Thursday after all the interruptions last time.
President Trump and Joe Biden will have their microphones cut off, at least while their rival delivers his opening two-minute answer to each of the topics covered. The debate is divided into six 15-minute segments. The open discussion portion of the debate will not feature a mute button.
Fox's Tom Graham. A divided Supreme Court gives Pennsylvania a win in one of the many pre-election lawsuits around the country. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, the 4-4 decision means that Pennsylvania will be allowed to count mailed-in ballots that are received up to 3 days after the November 3rd election. Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the liberal justices in upholding a state Supreme Court ruling that required county election officials to count ballots that arrive up until November 6th as long as there's not proof it was mailed after the polls closed. Republicans had argued it violates federal law, while Democrats are concerned about the surge of mail-in ballots during the pandemic, as well as Postal Service delays, Dave.
Tony, it's deadline day, according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, on any deal for more Corona financial aid before the election. She and the White House keep negotiating a possible $2 trillion package.
But Senate Republicans have dismissed that measure as too expensive. Instead, Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is setting up votes this week on a narrow package targeting small business loans and other pandemic-related funding. Democrats are expected to block it, describing it as insufficient.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
In the past several months of anti-police and racial justice protests, some statues and monuments were either torn down or officially removed. A judge in Virginia is considering the attempt to get rid of another, one of Robert E. Lee.
Several Richmond residents are suing to block Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's order to remove the Confederate general statue, saying that would violate the state's constitution and covenant restrictions placed on the property when it was deeded to the state. But the state argues it should not be forced to forever maintain a statue that no longer comports with its values. Richmond Circuit Court Judge Raleigh Marchant says he'll rule in a week to 10 days from now. Several other statues that used to line Richmond's Monument Avenue are already gone, either hauled away by the city or torn down over the summer by protesters. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
You might have heard about the asteroid that may get close to Earth early next month. NASA says, don't worry, it's not big enough to be a threat. There is another asteroid that scientists there are much more interested in, and a probe they've sent to it will finally reach it today.
NASA's OSIRIS-REx first left Earth back in 2016 and took a couple of years to reach the asteroid scientists call Bennu. But today's the day NASA hopes the probe will perform its actual mission. If all goes well this evening, OSIRIS-REx will use its onboard tools to collect surface samples of Bennu and store them. Early scans indicate presence of moisture in form of clay-like particles. After collecting the samples, OSIRIS-REx will plan for its return trip to Earth. NASA says it expects it to come home in 2023, bringing the samples for scientists to study. Evan Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up, suggesting a rebound from yesterday's big sell-off. On Monday Night Football, Kansas City beat Buffalo 26-17, then Arizona blew out Dallas 38-10. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It's Tuesday, this October 20. Weather brought to you by Carl Sports Medicine. Get free injury evaluation at Carl Sports Medicine's walk-in clinic. Call 217-383-9500 or visit carl.org/sportsmed. Morning, Diane Ducey.
Hi, Stevie. Up to 59 today. Some clouds this morning, followed by scattered showers and maybe even thunderstorms. A 60% shot at rain and a 70% chance of showers tonight with a low 47 expected. Up to 64 tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Chance of rain at 20%. We've got mostly sunny conditions with a high of 81 on Thursday. So pretty much all over the place. Temperatures currently at 44 with the clouds. On ESPN 93.5.
I think you've committed to playing hooky on Thursday.
Yes, I have.
I have about 80, so.
Uh-huh.
I voted, my friends. I have voted. I am in the books. So I had my ballot. I printed out a sample ballot.
Okay.
And I guess, is it a coin flip that decides that the Democrats are on the top of every race?
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
I don't know, and I don't know why they wouldn't flip a coin for all races, all positions.
Or is it alphabetical and it just happens to be Democratic?
No, I think C comes before D as in Durbin and Curran. So
yes.
I had a look at Willie L. Wilson. He's running for United States Senator that you didn't know about. Willie L. Wilson is with the Willie Wilson Party.
Oh, wow.
Didn't know about that. Can we do the Stevie J Party?
Right.
How do you do that?
And Kanye West had the birthday party.
The birthday party, which is happy. But every Democrat is on top of all of the races on my ballot. And is it might be a rotational thing.
Okay.
But in any event, I'm in the books. And by the way, first day of early voting, Meadowbrook Church at, you know, Duncan near Kirby.
Yeah.
There was energy.
Okay.
They had a huge turnout yesterday. And I listen, I know that everybody says, the Democrat. There were not all Democrats where I was.
I see. Okay.
I think there's energy on both sides.
Okay. Good to hear.
I think I can reveal to you that the at least one anecdotal was is urgent as ever because of what the left is purporting to do, meaning no borders, no prisons, and no police from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who you would say is a first-term congresswoman. However, I think the de facto leader of the future of the Democratic Party, which is way too far left for most people. So I think there's going to be plenty of energy. I wouldn't presume that all early voting are Democrats. We'll see. We'll see. 359-2255. You can always reach out. You can Facebook message us as well.
That's right.
Chairman for the Committee to Defend the President, former Colorado State Senator Ted Harvey. I'm in the books. I voted in Illinois. Doesn't really matter who I vote for president in this state 10, but I feel good I voted anyway.
God bless you.
Had a little I voted sticker, which I like wearing.
Oh, good.
It stayed on for an hour, and I had to pick it off the floor. Okay, Congress and coronavirus relief. Are we going to get this? I don't get it. I mean, does Nancy Pelosi really want a bill before the election? Will that make the president look in any way favorable?
Well, if you read the letter that she sent to her caucus last week, she specifically said Trump only wants his name on a check before Election Day for the stock market to go up. So what she is telling her caucus is, we're not going to give him that. We're not going to give him a victory going into the election, even if it means hurting our own constituents and hurting the citizens of America who are out of work or their businesses have been shut down. She would rather stick it to the president rather than helping the people across this country that are hurting so badly.
So what if the president said, I want to do $2.6 billion? How could she say no? To raise the ante even more. I mean, $1.9 billion and $2.2 billion sounds like you can make a deal somewhere in there.
You think? They are only, only $300 billion off When you start going into the trillions, that's a lot of money, right? People can't even get their arms around that. But she wants $400 billion for state and local. He wants $300 billion for state and local. I think what it really comes down to is McConnell has said he will not pass any bill that does not have lawsuit protection for businesses that open up and people get coronaviruses potentially in their business. There are 30,000 lawsuits across the country right now from trial attorneys that are suing small businesses, and McConnell is trying to protect them, and Nancy Pelosi will not do anything to take money out of the pockets of the trial attorneys. And I think that's really what it comes down to. It's not a dollar figure for Nancy Pelosi. It is protecting her donors and her backers, and that is certainly the trial attorney.
Okay. What do you think happens with this, Ted? Will they get it done or no? Yes or no?
If Nancy Pelosi will come to the table and say, okay, I'll give protections to these business owners, yes, it will go forward. If she says, okay, I'll give the president a little bit of a victory going into the election, yes, it will happen. But I don't believe Nancy Pelosi will do that. I think Nancy Pelosi will not give the president anything to take to the voters between now and November 3rd.
54% of America blames her and the Democrats. Doesn't that make a difference?
Well, I think when you see Wolf Blitzer calling her out on CNN and she having a meltdown in front of the American people, I think that tells you something. When CNN's going against you as a Democrat, that means that you've lost the heart of the American people.
Okay, finally, Ted Harvey, what's the over-under on how many days the media can ignore the Hunter Biden story?
Well, I think that the president is doing a great job of getting it out there. I think the fact that the technocrats in California who are shutting down Facebook and shutting down Twitter is almost on the verge of criminal. But I think the fact that the FBI has had this since December of 2019, even during the middle of the Ukraine impeachment hearings, is criminal. And I think that will become a major news issue between now and November, and it should. And I think the Biden criminal gang that is the Biden and Hunter family cabal is something that the American people need to know about going into the November elections. And I think that they won't be able to hold back the news media from covering the story.
You know, Toad, I mean, if Joe Biden wins, Ted, if Joe Biden wins, everything that's being investigated goes away. You'll never hear from.
That's exactly right.
You will never hear from anything. The swampish tendencies, and I fear that there's so much corruption in Washington, D.C., I might not want to know. I mean, some of this deep state stuff and swampish stuff, it might be worse than we think.
Well, I mean, do you trust the FBI anymore?
No. I don't trust the leadership. I don't trust Christopher Wray as far as I could throw him. But I think the basic FBI people on the street, yes. I think they're fine people. I think leadership is corrupted.
I think we need to pull the whole thing out by the roots and start over again. I don't know how deep it goes. Obviously, somebody in the FBI had this information in December of 2019. They had the impeachment from December through February. And by law, the FBI has to give this information via the Brady Act to the accused. Trump was the accused, and they withheld evidence from him, exculpatory evidence from him, that would have probably made a significant difference in the outcome of that investigation, but they held it back because they knew it would hurt Hunter Biden. I mean, not Hunter Biden, Joe Biden.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you sounded a little AOC-ish on me there, Ted, saying pull it out by the roots. That's what she wants to do to the police, and I don't want to do that. I think you can get great leadership and have integrity that starts at the top that can certainly filter down and fix things, but man, if you're bad at the top, the whole thing can be bad. Ted, how do people connect with you? How do people connect with you? How do you like that? You sound a little AOC-ish to me, huh?
Well, have people go to our website, committeetodefendthepresident.com. They can follow us there and look at the commercials that we're running across the country, and obviously hit that donation page. It would be much appreciated.
going to be close, or will Biden landslide, or will Trump landslide? What are you thinking here?
Well, Trump has never won or led in any of the polls for 5 years, but they still call him President Trump. I think that all of the polls are within the margin of error. And as this scandal unfolds, I think you're going to see the president come forward in all of the polls, and I think he's going to win another 4 years.
I don't understand how you can trust polling when 77%, according to the Cato Institute, which is a libertarian outfit, how can you trust any poll when 77% of Republicans say they won't talk to pollsters? How do you get a sample?
Yeah, that's exactly right. 77%.
And then the other 20 are probably never Trumpers. They're talking. I don't trust the thing. And
yep.
I don't understand the basis of the entire coverage is on polling.
I agree.
When we went through 2016. It doesn't make any sense.
I agree.
We don't know.
I agree.
Ted, yep. Thank you. I appreciate your time, my friend, always.
Thanks, buddy. God bless. Have a great day.
God bless you, too. God bless you. And God bless America.
Amen.
It's just like the poll came out. The poll, it has Trump ahead. How do we know?
I don't know.
We don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Hillary, 99% chance of winning. So then when she didn't, they had fireworks ready.
Yeah.
They spent money, people.
I know.
And they could not fire off the fireworks, so they must have cheated, and then they started the whole Kremlin thing.
And for months, I mean, people would not accept it. It's like,
for 48 months, people have not accepted it. And the whole setup of, gonna be boring with Biden, but it's over. I'm seeing headlines like that. And so that's the setup. He cheated again. He cheated again. Man, oh man, where are we, people?
Brace for impact.
Where are we, people? Let's check your sports headlines.
World Series tonight in Arlington. I guess 11,000 fans can go.
Yeah, well, this is the first time since 1944, which is the same year as Omaha Beach in World War II, and first time it's ever been in a neutral spot.
Neutral side,
okay. 1944.
Wow, Tampa Bay Rays, LA Dodgers in Arlington. NFL last night had the Kansas City Chiefs over the Buffalo Bills, 26-17. Patrick Mahomes is good.
Yeah, he...
In case you wonder.
Patrick Mahomes is really good. Yeah.
Arizona Cardinals. Lon's happy this morning. 38-10 winners over the Dallas Cowboys. Now, IHSA Board of Directors met yesterday to have a meeting set for October 28th to announce more details on the winter sports. IHSA has submitted a proposal to the Illinois Department of Public Health on how they plan to conduct winter sports safely. And there's these medium to high-risk sports like basketball and wrestling in there. And boy, there's a lot in this article that Brett Behrens from WCIA posted. The board also passed a waiver allowing sports competing in the spring season, football, boys soccer, and girls volleyball, to be able to participate in non-school teams throughout the duration of their season, which is scheduled to run February 15th through May 1st. Now, see, the discussion is these college scouts need to see these athletes. And how are we going to do that? And can they not only participate in their school, but can they get involved in some club action too? So there's a lot to digest here when it comes to the Illinois High School Association and Illinois Department of Public Health trying to get together on how they're going to execute things. And October 28th, we should have the results.
They're not having those discussions in Iowa and Missouri and Kentucky and Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, and even Minnesota. They're all playing, aren't they?
I think so.
I think we're the only one.
I think we're the island.
Well, must mean we're smarter than everybody else.
Well, and the Big Ten having you step out for 21 days is
and why would they
extra,
go against CDC guidelines?
Right.
Why does the Big Ten... Let's check your weather.
Okay.
ESPN 93.5 brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, still a locally owned business providing quality products and true service. Call them today for your copy needs, 352-0428. We were out of toner, and they had new toner in my machine within an hour.
Wow.
352-0428, Watts Copy Systems.
Cloudy skies this morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and possibly into the evening. Up to near 60, 47 our low this evening. 64 the high tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Chance of rain at 20%, down to 53 at night. And the gold star is on the mostly sunny conditions Thursday the 22nd with a high of 81, low 63. Right now we're at 44 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Eric Boland over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. All right, ESPN 93.5. It's 7:20.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Netflix could be getting ready to charge you more. The company releases its earnings later today. MarketWatch says Netflix has halted free trials for its streaming service and raised subscription costs in Canada. The company recently added more than 10 million new subscribers, but expects weaker growth in the second half of this year. Analysts at Jefferies say Netflix typically adjusts its pricing every 2 to 3 years. The last time Netflix raised prices in the U.S. was January 2019. Microsoft will work with Elon Musk's SpaceX to develop cloud computing for space customers. Microsoft's technology will compete with Amazon. Microsoft is said to be focused on serving governments and defense, bringing commercial technology and innovation to the military. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Thursday, as the race for the White House heats up, President Donald Trump.
In 47 months, I've done more than you've done in 47 years, Joe.
Former Vice President Joe Biden.
Everything he's saying so far is simply a lie. I'm not here to call out his lies. Everybody knows he's a liar.
Face off for the final debate at Belmont University in Nashville. Listen to Fox News Radio coverage starting at 8 p.m. East with an hour-long pre-show hosted by national correspondent Jared Halpern and political analyst Josh Krausar. Download the Fox News app and click listen at the bottom of the screen to hear it live.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
My name is Tina Hughes, and I am a Champaign County farmer. I farm not just for this generation, but for generations to come. I farm with sustainability and the future in mind. I farm to provide 3 safe, nutritious, and healthy meals for my family and for yours. I farm using technology and the best practices available to allow my kids and grandkids to be able to farm this ground long after I am gone. Farming is a tough business, and times are hard right now, but I will farm for my family and for yours. Champaign County farmers farm for you. A message from the Champaign County Farm Bureau.
You're invited to a totally Christmas open house this Friday through Monday at Prairie Gardens. Come see what's new. Plus, shop exclusive open house 4-day specials. Find your perfect Christmas tree with the area's largest selection. And every tree is guaranteed. And enter to win your favorite fully decorated Christmas tree free. Join us this Friday through Monday for a totally Christmas open house, social distance style. Only at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, and totally Christmas.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Fighting Illini football is right around the corner. And although things will look different this season, one thing remains the same. Game Day Spirit is the best place to gear up to support your Fighting Illini. From apparel to drinkware and everything in between, they have everything you need to cheer on the Fighting Illini this college football season. Visit them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign or 6th and Green in Campustown. Or shop online 24-7 at GameDaySpirit.com. That's GameDaySpirit.com.
Jeff Facer on what area-wide technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business-to-business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as the email and pretty much full-service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
All right, 7:25. So the Hunter Biden and the computer and the fact that it's a couple of weeks from the election, even though election really has started, it's election season anymore. There is just some real credible stuff going. Now, again, all of it does look a little sketchy, but as you delve into it, there is some stuff coming out, but nobody really knows because no other network is covering this. I think CNN gave it 4 minutes over the weekend. Zero on ABC, zero on CBS, zero on CNN. So nobody's going to really know unless you watch Fox. But Adam Schiff is out there. He's the head of the House, whatever committee to impeach the president. This is what he says about the Hunter Biden emails.
Well, we know that this whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin. That's been clear for well over a year now that they've been pushing this false narrative about the vice president and his son. But clearly, the origins of this whole smear are from the Kremlin, and the president is only too happy to have Kremlin help in trying to amplify it.
Okay, if that's on all the CNNs of the world, that's what people think. Unless you go to the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe.
Let me be clear. The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there's no intelligence that supports that. And we have shared no intelligence with Chairman Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign. It's simply not true.
So then it's just, who do you believe? That's Trump's guy, so he must be lying because they all lie. Everybody lies every day, and there's all lies. And Adam Schiff is a man of truth. And so, but if the Director of National Intelligence says that, then you have to say, well, wait a minute, what about? Well, we know that the Russia thing, the dossier was paid by Hillary Clinton. It's just, I hope this story is told someday, maybe when we're all dead. Mm-hmm. Somebody will write a book and say, here's what really happened. You're going to say, really?
Right.
In any event, it's... this stuff is, they found a guy that was Hunter Biden's business partner in jail. And he was kind of the fall guy. So he's in jail and not real happy about it either. He's in the white collar jail. And so he is written saying, hey, you can have all my emails. People need to know. There's a signature, and then you can get a handwriting analysis to compare if that's Hunter Biden's signature. It's pretty easy to verify that. On the copy of the bill from the computer store. There's a cell phone and an email that is correct on the slip. So you're getting information that makes it, you know what? Sounds like Hunter Biden's computer. And it looks like these are, and there were apparently emails from Joe Biden to Hunter Biden that were very touching and that he really loves his son. I mean, these are 40,000 emails, tens of thousands of emails. And yet we can continue to ignore this story. Joe Biden is in his basement till Thursday. Who doesn't come out 2 weeks before an election? They don't know what to say.
That's suspicious in itself.
If this was from the Kremlin, you know what I'd be doing? I'd be on the corner screaming, this is not true. My son didn't do that. This is a fake. Wouldn't you be jumping up and down? They're quiet because they don't know what to do. They're saying, Hunter, what happened here? What happened to the computer?
So I mean, the media doesn't get paid for ignoring the story.
No, but it
push it to the back shelf.
Do you think the media wants Donald Trump as president?
I mean, no, obviously.
So we've taken sides. We've lost journalism. For the most part, we've lost journalism. All we have now is advocacy. I don't think America works without the watchdog. And I think for the most part, we've all taken sides, and that's not good. You have to give me the facts, and then you got to let me decide. And you should not be biased, but we're all human. It's very emotional. It's very polarized. But this story has more credibility to it than the Russian dossier ever did. This is way, way more credible, but yet the only thing they can do is deny it. They cannot come out because I don't think they know what to say because they don't know what's out there. And then they're going to get caught in a whole bunch of tangled web and lies and all these other things. So you just hide. And that's kind of what they're doing. So and then if you have the media saying, yeah, it's just Russian. Sure, it's a Kremlin. I mean, I saw tweets from celebrities. I mean, how do they know? They don't know anything. And so you've got this information out there, and there's no information. The director of national intelligence, oh, he's lying. What the director of national intelligence said, there's no information. It's not a lie. It's a total lie that the Kremlin's involved with this. Hunter Biden dropped off his laptop with tens of thousands of sensitive material on there.
Computer repair shop in Delaware.
And then he didn't pick it up.
Right.
Okay, ESPN 93.5, going to check your news coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a Stever.
Mm-hmm.
The Stever today is from Flooring Surfaces, where the world is at your feet.
401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Kevin Appleby, a tremendous company. I am giving away $500 toward your flooring or backsplash or tile or laminate or wood or carpeting.
Yep, resilient vinyl, tile, carpet. I mean, they have it all. Soft surfaces, tile. It's all good.
Flooring Surfaces is terrific mm-hmm. in what they do. And if you want something, and it's one thing's for sure during this pandemic is that people like doing some home improvement.
Yeah.
And so you've looked at that carpet, and you've had pets, and you're going,
Dang, what was that stain from?
So it might not get you all the way there, but $500 will help. So if you are interested, you just text me, Flooring Surfaces, or F is in Flooring, S is in Services. We'll know it's you. 359-2255. Text in Flooring Surfaces, or FS, Frank, Surfaces, Flooring Surfaces. Send me the initials, and we'll know that it's you. We get a tremendous response to give $500 toward your project. A lot of people want this, so we'll get our winners there just a little bit later today and give you a call. And then you'll have 7 days to call Flooring Services, at least set it up.
That's right.
Set up an appointment, start the initial. And then if you end up not doing it, that's fine because there's going to be a bunch of people behind you saying, I hope you don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
$500 from Stevie J. I'm going to do two of these this morning.
Sounds good.
359-2255. So Stever is the program where I give you my money and you spend it.
I love it.
Keep this stuff.
Really popular.
Yeah, it is. My phone is pinging.
Mm-hmm.
Good. 359-2255, $500 from Stevie J for Flooring Surfaces. All right. Nathan Whitaker is a tremendous story. He's going to be the speaker for Lifeline Connect's big fundraiser, Funding the Dream. If you know about Lifeline Connect, you know that there are miracles happening all the time there.
My name is Rob Finley. What brought me to Lifeline Connect was pretty much an adult lifetime of really trying to get clean and sober, but always ended up failing. I have been to 9 treatments. I did a 7-year prison term, a failed marriage, and I was disappointed. I feel like I had tried to get sober so many times that I finally came to an end and I had just given up to where I just finally accepted the fact that I was never going to beat this. I was sad. I was lonely. I had neglected my kids. Their mother was raising them. And I had finally come to an end to myself, and I just had given up. This isn't just a program where you come to 6 classes a month, we sign your paper, you know, you're good. No, this is a team of people that are called to drug addiction ministry. They support you. They pour into you. They are devoted to you. I'm a testimony of that process, and I got some real change for once in my life.
LifelineConnect.org.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. We're exactly 2 weeks from Election Day. President Trump, behind in the polls nationally, tells Fox and Friends he's going to beat Joe Biden.
This is going very well. I think he's imploding. You look at all the corruption in his family. It's tremendous corruption. Nobody's ever seen it. I mean, that laptop, nobody has ever seen anything like that.
He says claims that a story about emails found on Biden's son Hunter's computer was planted by Russian intelligence are wrong. There's a change in the rules, meantime, for Thursday's presidential debate, meant to prevent as much interruption as there was during the first debate.
The Commission on Presidential Debates says both candidates will have his microphone cut off during the 2-minute opening answer portion of the Q&A. Then they'll be unmuted for the discussion portions. But even during the discussion, interruptions by either candidate will count toward their time.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
I'm Mark Sheldon, your County Recorder of Deeds. For 14 years, I also served as your county clerk. At that time, I never supported the merger of the recorder and the clerk. Why was that? Very simply, I actually talked to the experts in this area, such as bankers, title companies, and attorneys. They record $1 billion in property transactions each year, and most don't support a merger. My opponent claims that Cook County, quote, seems to be doing fine. Cook County has a 6 to 8 week delay in recording right now. In Champaign County, you can walk in the office and immediately get a document filed. 2 years ago, county Democrats told voters it didn't matter who the treasurer was. In 2 years, we've seen taxpayers get double billed and homeowners have their refinancing delayed. I want to make the recorder appointed rather than an elected politician so we can ensure professional administration in the future.
Paid for by Citizens for Mark Sheldon.
Hi, I'm Craig McDonald with the McDonald Group Real Estate Group. But we're not talking real estate today. We started a podcast called Champagne with Craig. Make no mistake, I love this community and those that make it great. We will have lively topics, amazing people that don't get enough credit for what they do in our community. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast channel, Champagne with Craig. That's spelled C-R-E-G, C-R-E-G Champagne with Craig. I hope you listen.
Scott Allen went to student council conferences with you back in the day, Diane.
Yeah.
Scott Allen owns Paxton Hardware
Rental. Okay.
He was a Newman student counselor.
We had a blast in student council. Of course, Bob Imony was the main guy at Unity, and we did exchanges. I went to state. I mean, I was all about it. Our weather looks kind of cloudy today.
Well, I want to tell you that there's a sponsorship here. A brand new one from Paxton Hardware and Rental. Call 379-3611. They offer first-class, first-rate service and a whole lot more. Paxton Hardware and Rental in Paxton, Illinois. Say hey to Scott Allen. Biggest hardware store I've ever seen.
Okay.
It's fantastic, and they take you to the item, and they carry it to your car. It's good old-fashioned service. Paxton Hardware and Rental. Welcome, Scott. Welcome, Paxton Hardware and Rental.
All right. Up to 60 today. 48 our low tonight. We do have a chance for showers and thunderstorms. 60% chance of rain during the afternoon, and 80% tonight. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high 64, low 53, and up to 81 with mostly sunny conditions on Thursday. Currently 44 on ESPN 93.5.
Funding the dream, Lifeline Connect, saving lives. It's unbelievable what they do with men with addiction to faith in Jesus Christ. It's unbelievable. LifelineConnect.org. It's coming up Thursday, the 22nd. You can watch online if you'd like. It's on Facebook and YouTube. Nathan Whitaker will be our speaker, and he is some kind of guy, best-selling author. Do you have the Super Bowl ring on your finger now, Nathan?
You know, I usually sleep with it and wake up with it ready to go for the day. But last night I took it off mistakenly, so I'll have to go run and put it on right now.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what would you do?
I was in the front office. I was doing salary cap work, and then they started letting me do some scouting. I think they ended up shredding all my reports before the draft. But it was a really neat situation. My background is all in the law. Although I did play football in college, but they were great to not only get me involved, but then to try to broaden my experience. So had a great time in Tampa. Actually had an offer to join the Bears, and really was hoping to get up there. But being under contract, the Bucks blocked me, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Yep, you won with John Gruden, even though Tony Dungy kind of set the table. And then you talked Tony Dungy into writing a book that you authored with Tony. It became a New York Times bestseller, one of the many that you've had, Nathan. What about that fateful day? Describe who Tony Dungy is and what it meant to you.
So Tony is just he's exactly in private who you think you see in public, which is so good to see, you know, when those of us who are living our lives are doing so in an authentic way. And Tony is just such a great example of that. I've had some neat experiences to be on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno and David Letterman and others. And when I say beyond, I was in the green room eating all the food and Tony was on. But really neat experiences. And I've had several people come up to me privately afterwards and say, look, I've been on this show. I've worked on this show for however many years, and nobody has ever been a guest here, whether they've been a superstar or just somebody who did something interesting, who has treated me the way Tony Dungy has. Mm. And that's just, you run into that over and over. So just an amazing person. And then with respect to me, I really had this dream that Tony's story could help people, that his life experiences could be a blessing to folks. And so I was bird dogging him to write a book. And finally, after 3 years, talked him into it. And by then, of course, the publishers were excited and interested. He had just won a Super Bowl. And so the publishers were telling Tony, this is great. We totally want your story, but you really need a real writer.
Yeah, right.
And Tony said, nope, either it's with Nathan. I trust him. I trust his heart. I know why he wants to do this, or I'm just not going to do a book. And they said, but you've told us you can have it done in a month. And Tony said, right, I believe in Nathan. I know he didn't say it this way, but I know he doesn't know what he's doing, but he'll figure it out. And anyway, so just typical Tony to do things in a way that you might not expect, in a way that he thinks is consistent with the gospel and his understanding of it, and he just sticks with it.
But
so,
really
neat person.
Nathan Whittaker, you were a football scout, and all of a sudden you're a best-selling author. How does that work?
Right. No, I thought if the book ever happens and if it goes well, I'll have to go back to either practicing law or whatever. And the book did so well. This first book of Tony's now has 3 million copies in print. They told us told us they thought it would do really well for a football book that would sell about 100,000 copies. And so it's I'm not good at math either, in addition to the other things I can't do, but that's significantly less than 3 million. But they told us, and this won't surprise you. For some reason, football fans don't read this. anyway, it's just been quite a blessing. And again, I asked Tony one time later, I said, look, all you'd ever seen from me were spreadsheets on if we pay Derek Brooks, will we have enough money to bring mm-hmm. back X, Y, and Z? Mm-hmm. And I said, that's really how we interacted was, I had these spreadsheets, we'd make reports, we'd talk over players. You'd never seen me write a word. And Tony said, well, I figured, with the Harvard Law thing, you probably could write and you'd figure it out.
I've talked to a guy kind of like you years ago, and he's a lawyer. I called his law office. And I said, oh, you wrote a book? That's cool. How do you pronounce your last name? Is it Grisham? The guy had written A Time to Kill, and I called him at the law office, and John Grisham was on, and then the next time I called after like the Firm or Pelican brief, it was like disconnected. And I said, dang it, I should have kept contact with him. Anyway, it's Funding the Dream. It's Nathan Whittaker, an outstanding motivational speaker. Why your involvement with Lifeline Connect?
Before we move on, let me just point out that you're the first person ever to put me and John Grisham in the same sentence.
So you're now one
of my favorite people.
I'm telling you, man, the football scouts don't write bestsellers, Nathan. There's a God-given blessing and talent you have, and obviously a month? That's amazing. And kudos to Tony Dungy, who saw your talent. How about that?
Yes, no, I clearly God's fingerprints were all over this from the beginning, yeah. So I'm just thrilled to be a part of it. So, yeah, Lifeline Connect, what a neat organization they've got. And it's fantastic. You touched on it right before the segment. But what they do with transforming lives and changing the lives not only of the men who are the inpatient at the inpatient facility, but then the lives of all those that they end up touching, the families or to-be families or relationships who are positively impacted by what they've done in these folks' lives and helping them kind of return to society, if you will. It's just it brings to mind how, we've heard about the ripples in the pond and the impacts we can't see and other aspects like that. And just when they're able to change a life or 10 lives or 25 lives at a time,
it just spreads and spreads. And it's really, I was really excited to be plugged in with them and to come and be a part of this.
Funding the Dream coming up Thursday. You can tune in beginning at 6:25. You can go to lifelineconnect.org. They would love your support. We interviewed the men from Lifeline Connect.
My name is Rob Finley. What brought me to Lifeline Connect was pretty much an adult lifetime of really trying to get clean and sober, but always ended up failing. I have been to 9 treatments. I did a 7-year prison term, a failed marriage, and I was disappointed. I feel like I had tried to get sober so many times that I finally came to an end and I had just given up, to where I just finally accepted the fact that I was never going to beat this. I was sad. I was lonely. I had neglected my kids. Their mother was raising them. And I had finally come to an end to myself and I just had given up. This isn't just a program where you come to 6 classes a month, we sign your paper, you know, you're good. No, this is a team of people that are called to drug addiction ministry. They support you, they pour into you, they are devoted to you. I'm a testimony of that process, and I got some real change for once in my life.
LifelineConnect.org. Yep, and 70% stay clean. That's an amazing number. Tim Sinclair is going to be the pro sports announcer, does I don't know how many PA gigs now, not only Illinois, but the Pacers, and now I think the Bears. Tim Sinclair is pro sports announcer, co-host of CI Living. He's your MC. The speaker is Nathan Whitaker. Is there something in your life, Nathan, that you have not accomplished that you want to accomplish?
Wow. Well, there are a few things because, you know, I was funny. I was talking to high schoolers not too long ago and telling them that for some of them, those actually may be the best days of their lives, I guess. And I hear friends of mine my age, I'm now 51, talk with nostalgia about high school. And I've always taken the approach that whatever's around the corner is probably just as exciting as what I've already done. And trying to have that anticipation. And so having said that, it's been this crazy, almost Forrest Gump kind of ride where you go from getting fired by the Bucks after they won't let you go to the Bears, and all of a sudden you're kind of in the, you know, you're eating M&Ms in the back room of the Tonight Show while, you know, Leno and Travolta and others are just hanging out in the hallway with Tony. So it's been a remarkable ride. One of the things that I probably shouldn't say on the air because it'll give my wife even more fodder is that I really want to write fiction. I did one book for middle school boys, primarily a sports-type book. After I helped Tim Tebow write his story, the publisher came back to me and said, we're finding a bunch of kids are reading this and they want more high-quality content. So I'd like to do more of that and maybe even some adult fiction as well. And so so my wife has been asking me for the last several years, why don't you just do it? And partly I think it's been a great, a great blessing that I've had people continue to come along and ask me to help with books. So I've stayed busy with those. But at the same time, I think, you know, we all run into these issues of, can I really do it? And at times I feel like the Wizard of Oz, right, where I'm afraid somebody's going to pull back the curtain and go, oh my gosh, you're just a football scout. What are you doing writing books? Get out of here. So anyway, that's a long answer to your question, but I would love to do more of that. But one of the things I really enjoy, just to bring it back to, and this is not exactly your question, but I'm going to bring it back to Lifeline Connect and what they do. And part of what I really am pleased about in my journey, can't take much credit for, but I'm looking forward to in the future, is that on October 29th, I will have finished 4 years of sobriety for myself. And so that's another reason that Lifeline Connect resonates with me when they talk about the change of the person and not necessarily just stopping the behavior, but really digging into what's underlying that behavior that's so self-destructive and like. And that's certainly been true for me. And so that really resonates. So as I look to the future, that's certainly a part of where I get hope and in addition to my faith, but just another way in which I have hope and look forward to the future as well.
Are you an alcoholic?
I guess so. I've never been, that's how I describe myself. I don't know exactly but I do know if I start again, I'm probably not going to stop. So if that's the definition of one, then yes.
What a story. I mean, amazing. Nathan Whitaker. Wow. You just opened up a whole nother thing. You got to come back. We got to talk some more. every morning through pandemic, we've kind of renamed this 2 hours of therapy. Yep. And so you've really, you've kind of lifted us up here. Nathan, you're just an outstanding talent. And listen, Grisham, I think you can do anything you want. There you go. get to it. Let's go. Come on, man.
Well, thanks.
Listen, we hope to see you on Thursday. Funding the Dream, October 22nd, Thursday. You can watch it online, very limited in person, but this is something you can view. You're going to want to watch. Tim Sinclair introduced Nathan Whitaker. He's a best-selling author, motivational speaker. He travels all over the world. He hangs with The Tonight Show and David Letterman. He's a big time. You're a big timer, man. Hey, listen, it's a pleasure. God bless you. All you're doing to help, and it's wonderful. And you don't have any idea the ripples that you've created already in your life with probably a good another 51 years ago for you, Nathan. It's awesome. Congratulations on your success and all you're doing, and we hope to see you Thursday here in Champaign-Urbana.
Fantastic. I look forward to it. Thanks so much for having me on, y'all.
My pleasure. Okay, so Funding the Dream, Nathan Whitaker, your keynote, and he'll be talking about why you should support Funding the Dream from Lifeline Connect. Mm-hmm. There are many things and many great causes and many people that ask you for money. This is one of the good ones. And not to say they're not all good,
right?
But you're talking about changing not just men, but generations.
The ripple effect.
The men that change their lives and then they marry and they have children and they stay clean and they stay faithful and they're doing all those good things, their kids have a better chance to continue that.
For sure.
Versus in jail, addicted, dead, all these horrible things. So Funding the Dream, you can go to lifelineconnect.org, figure out how you can view this for free from your home, and then hopefully you'll be compelled to support them and write a check. Lifeline Connect. Troy Lands, one of our good friends from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, a huge supporter of this. So we look forward to Funding the Dream Thursday night, 6:25. You want to watch this. I'll try and remind you on Thursday that it'll be coming up Thursday evening, and you can take part virtually. And then hopefully you can support them because they really do. When you're 70%, I believe, in this business of addicts, that's an amazing number. So congratulations to David and Brenda and all the good people there at Lifeline Connect, ESPN 93.5. 7:51, we talk about your pet next. Dr. Todd Likens coming up. If you have a question regarding your pet, 359-2255, you can text in a question. We'll be right back. And now again, we welcome a new sponsor, Paxton Hardware and Rental.
Here's Scott Allen, manager of Paxton Hardware and Rental, to tell you about his store.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're just a nice small town hardware store who really cares about our community and really cares about our customers. All we want to do is provide you with the best service we can, the best products we can, the best selection we can.
Paxton Hardware and Rental has everything you could need.
It's an awful lot, though. It's hard to keep it all straight sometimes, but we can find it for you.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, 217-379-3611.
You're going to get first-class, first-rate service at Paxton Hardware and Rental.
So that's what I got. First-class, first-rate service at Paxton Hardware Rental. I got the clear containers. I found the 55-gallon garbage bags, which I need, that isn't readily available.
Okay.
It's all good. Okay, we want to check your ESPN 90s. And Nathan Whitaker was impressive.
I agree.
I did not know that he's been sober for 4 years. Didn't know he had anything like that. And then he's not even sure. But he said, if I start, I probably can't stop, which is probably an alcoholic. Man. Do you want to feed and fuel the world, protect the environment, promote healthy families and children, do other work that really matters? Are you ready to do big things? How about exploring the amazing hashtag acesculture.aces at the University of Illinois? More than meets the eye. You can schedule your virtual visit, aces.illinois.edu/future-students. Aces at the University of Illinois, one of the world's best.
We've got considerable cloudiness today. High 60, 48 our low tonight. Chance of rain late afternoon at 60%, then an 80% chance of showers and possibly overnight. Then 20% chance of showers with mostly cloudy conditions for tomorrow. High 64, low 54, 81 the high with mostly sunny conditions on Thursday. Only up to 65 on Friday and 52 over the weekend. So again, Gold Star on Thursday. 44 now on ESPN 93.5.
I believe that's when you're gone, right?
That's
taking
right.
the day.
I mean, I'll do the show.
Finding a convertible and doing things
exactly.
Like, yeah. Let's check with Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, Madison Kirby, next to the police station of Mahomet. You're kind of a doggy emergency room, so what happened at 1 a.m.?
Hi, baby, it's Gina Likens. How are you?
Oh, my gosh, it's Gina.
Gina.
I didn't even look up. I just saw the situation to one of Gina Likens. Let's be honest. She's kind of driving this bus.
Exactly.
Gina kind of is. She's a star. You have been, first of all, your puppies. I don't know if anybody produces better dogs than Gina Likens. Man. You guys...
We love our dogs.
Dr. Todd
was doing up until 1 in the morning. We imported a couple of girls from the Ukraine. And so Dr. Todd went up to O'Hare, and they came in late. And all after work yesterday. He worked until 6, drove up to O'Hare, and then got delayed. He didn't get back until 1. So he's pretty tired today. But the girls are beautiful, and they're great dogs.
I can't believe it. So they get dogs from all over the world. These are golden retrievers in America, but they're essentially white goldens or English cream. These are dogs that are mellower than a golden, having had both. They'll look in your eyes. You can do a complete 20-minute speech in practice, and they'll look at you. It's unbelievable. These dogs are unbelievable.
Yeah, they're great.
So where are you with puppies? Do you still have any, or you're done?
Actually, I brought the ultrasound machine home from the clinic, and we did ultrasound. Dr. Todd and I actually learned how to do artificial insemination.
I heard that, and that is probably something I would have avoided, but
wow.
Good for you. You saved some money to figure it out.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, unfortunately, you know, people have this misconception that all dogs just get together and they know what to do, and they don't. They do not. And without intervention, meaning AI, we probably wouldn't have that many puppies at all, ever. So we've got some puppies on the way. I've got 16 families on the waiting list. We're pretty excited. We're going to have puppies for Christmas.
I mean, but you guys are up all the time when you have puppies. This is a complete puppy ward at your house. Do you get to the point to going, you know what? I kind of want to sleep some more in my life.
I know. Oh, my gosh. The first 3 weeks are just hideous. It's, you know, he and I are up. Now that Taylor doesn't live here anymore, she's off in Peoria doing her own thing. I even asked her the other day when she was here, I said, so when you have a house of your own and, you know, you and Lance are married and everything, you've already got two dogs. Of course, they're both spayed. They're retired. I said, do you ever envision yourself having a litter of puppies? And she looked at me and said, never. She said, never. Yeah, she says, well, I don't know. I don't know how you and Daddy do it. I could not do it.
Okay. So people can find your puppies at what website again?
SnowAngelRetrievers.com.
SnowAngelRetrievers.com. They can probably even get these updates, right, that you send that are so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. If anybody ever wants to have, we call it the Daily Pup Date. We send out pictures every single night once the puppies are born and a write-up of what's going on. It's kind of like a blog for Snow Angels, but it's by invitation only.
Yeah.
So if people want to get it, just email me, let me know, or go through the website. You can contact me through that. We'll set you up with the Daily Pup Date, and it's a lot of fun to watch puppies grow. They grow fast.
Yeah,
they change.
Yeah,
they change
amazing.
So rapidly.
And people from all over the place come to get your puppies, right?
All over.
Yeah.
But last one, we had a family come from New Hampshire.
Wow.
And they actually have to come and get them. I've got puppies that are this time going to New York, California.
Wow.
I've got one going down to Florida. A lot of them do stay, you know, in Illinois, Indiana,
yeah.
Right around
well,
here.
Well, and if people want to get one of your puppies, they'd have to go through the application process and get on the waiting list at this point and hopefully get one down the road. But right now, they certainly can't
correct.
Get them. So, Gina, like,
right.
This has been our best segment ever.
Hi.
No, don't tell Todd. Don't tell Todd. Don't tell Todd that.
You are too kind.
It's a pleasure chatting and tell Todd way to go to pick up the new babies. And they're beautiful and they're just stunning, huh? How old are they?
These are actually 14 months old. We got them a little bit older because we wanted to ensure that their health with their hips and elbows heart and eyes, you know, we're going to be, you know, check, you know, we wanted that initial check. So just be sure.
I'm still a little upset about Frosty. I don't know if I've gotten over that one yet, but you wouldn't let me have Frosty, and Frosty became a...
Oh, we took care of Frosty the other couple weeks ago. Oh, my gosh. She's a good dog.
Frosty looked in my eyes and said, I want to come home with you, and Gina said no.
There was a connection.
You were always a little salty about that. I know.
You have wonderful skill at this, Gina Likens. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it. I hope Todd gets good rest, and we'll talk to him next Tuesday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Stevie J. Have a good one.
You too. Gina Likens. She's the other side of that team.
Our pet pro in Champaign over by Old Farm Shops and by the police station in Mahomet.
Yep. It's Dr. Todd Likens. That's his wife, Gina, and they produce these amazing puppies. Unbelievable. SnowAngelRetrievers.com, I believe, was that website. Okay, we're going to break. The news is next. Another hour of therapy. Stand by. I am Stevie J. That is Diane Ducey. And we'll be right back with our next hour. Stand by. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscaloosa.